So, Mr. Leader, our question is from the public. It is from a Mr. Edwin Mock in Toronto, Ontario, and this is his question that was received, and I quote, "The European Parliament recently passed what is touted as a strong net neutrality bill. The current government's stance on the issue of net neutrality seems noncommittal one way or the other, notwithstanding its importance in the balance of expression and commerce in the Internet age. Given that the United States is currently studying this issue in an in-depth manner, when can Canadians expect our government to take a proactive stance on net neutrality, and what would that stance be?"
Merci, sénatrice, pour votre question. Je transmettrai les préoccupations de ce Canadien de Toronto au ministre responsable.
Supplémentaire, Monsieur le Président, I guess we're all in the same situation here, Mr. Leader, because I have to admit my very limited knowledge of net neutrality. So if you're answering that you'll go to the minister, I take for granted that we all have a limited knowledge. So just based on my research and for the record, well, let me read in the record what is net neutrality. Net neutrality is the principle that internet service providers and governments should treat all data on the internet equally, not discriminating or charging differently by user, content, site, platform, application, type of attached equipment, and modes of communication. The term was coined by Columbia Media Law professor Tim Wu in 2003 as an extension of the long-standing concept of a common carrier. Proponents often see net neutrality as an important component of the open Internet, where policies such as equal treatment of data and open web standards allow those on the Internet to easily communicate and conduct business without interference from a third party. A closed Internet refers to the opposite situation, in which established corporations or governments favor certain uses. A closed Internet may have restricted access to necessary web standards, artificially degrade some services, or explicitly filter out content. For your information, Mr. Leader.
Merci pour l'instruction. Et je vais réitérer la transmission de la demande au ministre responsable.